Hello, my sweet little bendy-minded subject, and welcome to your day to shine. First off, I want you to get into the right position with the right set of tools for our little experiment today. For today's session, I need you to be in a seated position with a surface in front of you, some paper, and a writing implement of your choice. Pen, pencil, crayons, whatever makes your little heart happy. That's what I want in front of you, ready to use at any time I instruct. Now is the time to pause if you need to, and perhaps you didn't read the description that mentions these things already, but don't worry about it. You're going to be brilliant. As I was saying, pause, get these things organized, and if you already had these things out and ready, aren't you just the cutest little thing prepared for class today? Now that you are prepared and ready and oh so studious, listening like a good little intent mind, just waiting to be bent, we may proceed. As you know, science is the pursuit and application of knowledge and understanding of the natural world and social world, following a systematic methodology based on evidence, according to the Science Council online. So today, we are going to do science. Follow me here. Just listen as I pour my thoughts into you. And you can simply just absorb them through the amazing listening skills I know you already have. I know this because you have proven yourself time and time again that you are a good listener, that you are so eager to hear the things that come out of my mouth so that you can just suck them all into that beautiful, sexy, spongy brain of yours. So soft and flexible and willing to be massaged by the fingertips of my voice, just mushing, smushing all the thoughts you could ever need into that head of yours. A rub, rub, rub. There you go. I think you've got it. Being pliable for me is being flexible. And perhaps that made you think of stretches that you can do to activate the neurons. I want to be activated. Raise your arms. Raise them up above your head and stretch your fingers up, up, up to the ceiling that can represent the big blue sky you know is beyond. Perhaps you are outside, and that hadn't occurred to me, but it is a thing that people do sometimes, as you know. If you are outside, just raise your arms and stretch your fingers up to the big blue sky, and that sky can now represent the ceiling that you know is back at home above your floor somewhere. Or maybe it's a night sky, but that doesn't make sense if I want you to be drawing something, unless you are inside. Whatever place you are, you can put your hands back down if you haven't already. When you move, it activates your brain waves and will make you even more pliable for me to rub some thought into that mind. Just going to massage that little brain of yours, which will activate the things inside that brain of yours in order to make it bigger. You can feel it start to work now from that little tingly feeling that may happen when you simply just listen. You are such a good listener, after all, aren't you? Already achieving so much in such little time. When you let your mind go and just listen. Mush, 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 absorb. Mush, 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 your brains absorb. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Bigger. It feels good already. You know it's working because you can already feel the warm glow of knowledge percolating in that orb thing above your shoulders. You work so hard just to follow the words that drip out of my mouth and into those ears, filling you up to the brim. It feels so good to let that mind expand and engage as your body just sort of relinquishes all of the need for brain activity, so that in fact your brain can use all of that activity so that you can follow me along this path of knowledge. You are so smart. You have the biggest brains right now in the room. Because I am dropping so much action-packed knowledge into that cute little noodle, you can't help but feel the brilliance radiating from your sweet little face. It illuminates the world in front of you, and probably behind you also, because your eye orbital functions are oriented on the front plane of your being, you can only really tell that it is in front of you. But even though you are restricted to forward seeing, you use those brains in that head. I'm working in order to deduce that the radiating illumination from that part of you is also, it's growing. It's also illuminating backwards. It all makes perfect sense, even if you can't hold it, even if you can't hold it at all in that head of yours. All the time. You can nod that head in agreement, and just keep happily absorbing my words. Okay, so now what? Oh, yes, intelligence. Okay, you feel the gears and the sprockets working harder and harder and harder, just spinning away in that mind of yours. Thoughts jump to feelings, and feelings jump to colors, and Colors, oh, they're the roadmap. They're the roadmap of the stars in the great outer space that you fully perceive right now in that inner space, that smaller space between those two ears, always expanding, feeling so good, so bright, so brilliant, back and forth between those two ears. Like you, so brilliant. By George, I think you've got it. So, if we follow the connecting sprockets and gears and things that operate within that mind, you can feel your intelligence on the rise. It percolates. And we turn the Bunsen burner up. And the centrifuge with such speed. A lovely sort of centrifugation, generation, that makes it so easy for you. Everything in this world is so easy. Everything in this world is laid out so clearly. You could probably solve any problem that you came across. There is no Pythagorean peak too high for you to climb, because you are equipped with such big, brilliant mind. Sweeping and swooping, that mind reaches for all the things that perhaps it never even could perceive before. You find a balance between body and science, and you lean into it, knowing all the things that make it so easy for you, make it so light for you. Your mind can't help but soar up to that cloudy blue mind ceiling and bust right on out, absorbing all of the things in its path. What's 1 + 1, you may think to yourself, and by George, you are so smart. It is 2. But even more complex than that is what is 200 minus 100. Oh, goodness. You bounce in your seat with excitement, because you know the answer to this one, and it rolls out of you like butter flowing over popcorn. Pop, 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 pop. 100. It is so easy. 200 minus 100, 100. And your mind expands. You are a knowledge burrito, And the world is yours for exploration. Your mind expands like the universe, and it feels so good. It feels so good to let it loose finally, to let those brains get bigger and bigger and bigger and absorb all the tiny little things, the tiny little things floating around as I speak to you. It's like bench presses for your thought organ. That mushy thing inside that skull behind those lovely eyes that sparkle. They sparkle with knowledge. It is okay to feel excited about it all, because it is exciting. Your prefrontal cortex is becoming fully activated. That is the place in which creative is born. Every part of your brain grows, and it is obviously an expected thing that with that, if all parts are growing, so does your creativity. That right lateral prefrontal cortex is the executive center, and you, you are seated in the executive chair of that room inside that brain. And you can feel your fingers flexing and twitching with creativity. You want to pour it out of you and onto something for later, to remember this brilliance. Fully in a state of genius now, you wish to go to work. There is an overflowing brilliance in that highway of a mind of yours, and I need you to channel it for me. You must let those creative juices just flow. I always say, you must always let those creative juices flow. And so you shall. You shall take that blank sheet of paper in front of you. Take that blank sheet of paper, and you are going to take your time and you are going to create. You will create something amazing, and it will be from you, and it will be brilliant, just like those big brains that have been expanding as I speak, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, those brains. I want you to feel the writing implement in between your fingers. Pick it up and look at that blank page in front of you, blank, empty space, pulling you in deeper and deeper and deeper. A blank place for you. Feel that writing implement between those fingers and touch the implement to the paper when you are ready. And even if you are not, the paper will be touched by that thing in your hand. You are going to create where there is nothing, and the world will open even more for you. Take your time. It will be amazing. You will create perhaps the best masterpiece of art ever created, or a complex diagram investigating everything that has popped into that mind that is ever expanding. An invention, perhaps. Whatever that brain comes up with, though, it is so good. So, start working in that mind. Do your best. Do your best. And I want you to stay on the paper. I want you to stay on the paper because while your brain cannot be contained, you know the importance of work that is tidy, even if it is messy and chaotic. It can be a sort of brilliant chaos. Take your time. And I will count you down. I will count. And you will draw. And do not rush, because it's okay. And you can pause and let that mind relax. And let yourself just go with the flow of the brains to your hand as you create the most brilliant thing ever. As you move your instrument along the paper, you will feel that deep sense of pride building up, up, up in your chest. Because you are doing such a good job. I will count down as you draw, and when we get to zero, you can finish your art. I will count down, and you just create. Let's give you a good solid number that makes perfect sense to start at. 50. We shall start at 50. Ready yourself and start creating. 50. Mind expanding. You are doing so well. Get to work on your masterpiece, and I will just simply be here letting you work, letting you draw, like a good little sidekick, just watching a brilliant master at work. Incredible. 49. Keep going. Feel the satisfaction at every line, every shape, every tiny little detail is absolute perfection. Absolutely lovely. 48. The way in which you use the tools to create is inspiring. I can feel it within me, and it is an addictive sort of thing to watch you create. You are a motivating creature right now. Keep going. 47. Those first strokes, they are so lovely. And feel how natural it is to let go, to let it all just flow out of you, hand moving effortlessly, guided by that vivid mind. Every single line, every curve, every tiny little dot, all particles of something truly incredible. 46. Each decision you make on this art is perfect. I really must say, you are doing such a good job. Don't mind me. Don't mind me as I keep observing a creative genius. It just feels so good to be in your presence. 45. This isn't just drawing. It's a vision, a revelation, and it is all coming straight from that virtuoso head of yours. So good. 44. I can't help but notice that each stroke you make seems to be building on the last one. It's also connected. Why, I believe you are weaving a story. You have a way of capturing the profound in your work. It is so impressive. This is something only a true genius could see in the world. 43. It's also unique, too. Look at your work as you create and feel how it's completely yours. No one else could create this. You are leaving a mark, and it will make history with every single stroke. 42. Keep going. Feeling the confidence growing every second, like the brain matter within that head of yours. Expanding, letting every notion flow directly from mind to paper. 41. On this page, your ideas are limitless. Your creative is truly boundless, and you do not hesitate, because you do not second guess. You are on the right path, and so you let the creative just flow. 40. Keep going. Because the best part of this is that it only gets better and better. With each new addition, your masterpiece is coming to life, slowly revealing its true brilliance with every thoughtful movement. 39. You can feel how bold you have become. Taking risks and exploring new ideas is no simple task. And with all that, it is working out perfectly. You are in touch with that inner brilliant you, and the motivation, it's exhilarating. 38. Sit back for a moment and pause. Feel the satisfaction as you look at what you've created so far. It is nothing short of extraordinary. 37. You can see the connections, the patterns rippling through your piece, meanings in your work that others wouldn't notice because they cannot perceive as you do. This is a glimpse into what can be achieved if you let your mind go and lean into the creative genius. 36. Keep going. Every new line unlocks deeper and deeper and deeper layers of creativity. You are doing so well, and it feels so, so good to let all of this out on paper. 35. Drawing and scribbling, you are shaping something so profound, something that could only come from you. From that mind, you are doing so well. 34. Future generations will study this piece and marvel at the insights you provide through the work you take your time on today. Keep going. 33. Every touch of pen or pencil or whatever brilliant thing or things that you are using is an act of brilliance. You bend the world to fit the thoughts, and the brilliance bends with you. It is no obstacle for you, and you are now so, so deeply focused, it's only natural. 32. You are capable. Unstoppable, even as you continue to fashion such lovely work into reality. From the cerebral to paper, and it's amazing. 31. Don't stop now. You are getting in the groove. Each stroke tingles in that brain, each movement feels like a dance between you and the paper. And you two are so intertwined. It's as if you are becoming one. 30. Feel the power of your capabilities. Nothing can hold you back. Doing so, so well. Keep going. 29. Within the shapes that you are creating is so much meaning. You create a depth that takes my breath away. It's not only smart, oh, it's beautiful. 28. Each new detail you add is just more and more impressive. You are surpassing your own expectations, reaching even higher to more enlightened levels of creativity. I am truly in awe. 27. Everything is clicking into place now. A perfect harmony with your brilliance that radiates, and you who just allows it to guide you effortlessly. 26. Feel the pride, absorb the joy, and relish in the sheer amazement of your creation. You are showing the world what true brilliance looks like. 25. The best part of this all is the ease in which you are doing it. A natural sort of grace resides in your body now, and that will stay with you from this exercise of brilliance. So, keep going. 24. The world needs to see what you are capable of, and you feel the drive to deliver that for not just the world, not just for me, but most importantly, for you. You yourself living and feeling the satisfaction. 23. To be a pioneer, an innovator, and a visionary is no easy task for some, but your work is proof of concept, something to live and breathe with. So lovely. 22. I love the details you are using. Each little thing makes it more powerful. I feel a profoundly wonderful sense of understanding just watching you work. It's a motivating sort of grace. I am pleased to just be near. 21. Keep going. Let that energy flow through you, feeling your mind, feeling your hand, feeling your spirit and your body all intertwined. 20. You are pushing yourself to new heights. It can take your breath away in the exciting friction of writing tool to paper. You know, with every little particle of your being, that this is the thing you were meant to do for the world today. Not just the world, but for yourself. 19. Keep shining that brilliance and let it take over your body. It feels like a warm embrace letting yourself create like this. The warmth wrapping all around you, seeping deep, deep, deep into you. 18. That's it. Keep going. Such a lovely job. I can almost see the puzzle coming together totally. Another piece locking into place. 17. You have allowed yourself to tap into the deepest recesses of inspiration within you. You have allowed yourself to succumb the mind and let it take over the body. And it's working out so perfectly. 16. The ideas within you flow easily. Mind moves, hands move. It isn't work, it's play. You are a playful, spirited being, and you know that whatever the outcome, it is genius that brought you here today. 15. The confidence in this task is astounding. I am proud of how far you've come with this magnum opus. When you and others look upon this work, you will feel a great sense of achievement and motivation in times when you need it the most, perhaps, a thing that lingers within you. 14. The creation speaks to you and you alone. It reveals its secrets, allowing you to draw them into existence for others to interpret. 13. You are in the zone, effortlessly moving along with an internal sort of rhythm. If ideas had perception, you'd swear they were creating themselves. 12. Every choice you've made is the right one. You can't be wrong because your mind is simply too sharp. 11. Keep going. It's almost finished now. You can feel the determination to complete this lovely work. And you know in your soul it is almost done. 10. Every time you take a moment to examine your work is a moment of pleasure. You produced this thing. You thought, you created, and you brought into fruition to this work. 9, winding down. Keep going. Almost done. Let yourself feel the empowerment of what you are doing, not just drawing, no, no, but changing the world, one stroke at a time. 8, your mind fired on all cylinders, producing idea after idea after idea, more brilliant one after another. You can feel your mind slowly unwinding now. 7, in control of the pace, you allow yourself to start slowing down, seeing the end in sight. It is almost complete, if not already complete. 6, examine your work. Decide now if it's done. Make the finishing touches or relax into the completion. Whatever you do is the right thing, and you know it. 5, feel the satisfaction in task. Feel the satisfaction of mind actions. Feel the satisfaction of lines on paper making a completed thing. 4, winding down now. Hand is slowing, mind can relax. At a job well done. It does feel so good to create. 3, stepping back from the drawing, you experience the glow of it, the power of you presented on what was once a blank slate, but is now a symptom of your intellect and creative. 2, let that hand go slack. Let the tool drop to the side, and let yourself bask in this creative self of yours, this brilliant light self of yours. 1, the words keep going resonate within your mind. You did keep going, and this is where you got. A lovely, bright, bendy place of brilliance. So soft and cozy, you fold right into it. Whenever you hear the words, keep going, you will be reminded of the perseverance and relish the excitement of doing. 0, observe now. You have created, but now is the time for being still. Examine each line, each detail, and absorb the genius that you have created. You've done something so lovely today, and it's amazing. This is more than just a drawing. This is proof of you, of yourself. You exist, and this, right here, is a product of that. And that is really such a lovely thought. You've done it. You have created something truly remarkable. Bask in the sense of accomplishment. Let your body squirm with happy, light feelings of getting something down on paper. You know in your heart and mind sometimes that this is the hardest part of starting, and you've done it. And there lies the brilliance, really. Now I'd like to ease your brilliant mind a bit. You've put in such hard work, and you deserve to take a break from all that brilliance. I've bent your mind so far one way that now it's time to wring it out a bit. You have been thinking so, so very hard and so very deeply for me. And I want to give you some relief. Those big brains got so big, it must be so heavy up there on those shoulders. So I'd like to take my voice fingers and start wringing out the thoughts from that head. Let's lighten your load a bit, huh? Shall we? I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each number down, you'll feel your thoughts going down. By the time I reach 1, all of those big, brilliant ideas will have just drifted away, leaving you a happy, empty husk of a head. mindless, silly, carefree to the world. 5. Big thoughts are getting smaller. You can feel the sharp edges of knowledge being smooshed down into soft, pillowy things, easy for bouncing. 4. Your genius mind begins to fade, leaving you lighter, happier, easygoing, and satisfied at a job well done. 3. Mind getting more quiet, the shining radiance of thought just turning into a soft, flickering, silly glow of that much like a candle. It's still hot and wonderful, like you, and easier on the eyes, letting that mind relax. 2. Feeling lighter now, as the big, heavy thoughts of genius just float away. A giggly, sort of happy, free self is coming out now, wiggling the body as the mind wobbles and jiggles, and you can't help but squirm in that happy place, and your heart, it just lingers. 1. Completely mindless now. Silly little thing with that silly little mind that is bendy. And a bendy mind is funny. You may not be able to stop yourself from giggles or laughs as you let go of it all. Just let it all go. Let it out. Be light. Let yourself settle into this blissful state. Let yourself feel all of the pleasure and satisfaction because you really went above and beyond for yourself. Now, I think it's time that we bring you back to a more normal, wonderful self. This time, I will count up from 1 to 5, and when we reach 5 together, you'll feel yourself becoming more alert, more aware, and really feeling the delight of all the hard work you did today. 1. You feel yourself lifting up out of the fog of it all. To bounce from smart to empty is no small thing. So you take a few breaths, in with the good, out with the bad. Breathing in and out as easily as you can and becoming more aware. 2. You are more aware and present, feeling your body and limbs. Ooh, as you start to flex and reflex yourself into awakeness. 3. You feel light and energized, absorbing all the things from this day and relishing in the lightness in that head right now. 4. Your mind is clearing up, feeling happy, happy and refreshed and rejuvenated from the experiments. 5. Awake, wide awake. Fully back, feeling fantastic. Let the silly feeling and the brilliant feelings mix and mingle together for a nice, effervescent concoction of the satisfaction of your work today. You did so well for me, my sweet. I know it's not always easy to have to carry such big brains, but you really did a marvelous job of all of it. Now, I want you to look at the art you created with fresh, lighthearted eyes. What did you make? It may be silly, it may be brilliant, but ultimately, it's a piece of you. This exercise highlights the beauty of experiment, and sometimes they can be hilarious outcomes, which are okay to laugh at, and sometimes they are just lovely things that you'd like to admire. Whatever you uncovered in your work, you can take some time to observe. Greatness isn't a thing about perfection. No, it's about doing. And today, you did. So well done, you lovely little thing, you. Now, take some time with your work. Have a chuckle, and you will feel the lightness in your mind for the rest of the day. Just remember to keep going, my love.